The study is the sixth produced by EF. It is a yearly report that examines the English knowledge level of adults from 72 countries. It has found most areas in the world are continuing to improve their English language ability. The report also says that English language remains an important part for a country's economic power. According to EF Director of Research, Min Tran, one quality the highest-ranking countries share is a strong education system. However, he says that may not be enough. However, another very important factor is whether your country has an English-speaking environment. If you go to Singapore today, you hear English on the streets. You hear Singaporean youngsters mixing Chinese, Malay, and English. Singaporeans are watching TV, watching films, listening to music in English. Tran also said the report has found a gender difference in English ability. You look at the genders, women are better than men. And we've seen that in nearly every country, every age group, every industry, even when you look at business English. Women are just consistently outperforming men. Tran suggests three things for countries trying to improve their English level. First is to make quality English teaching available to all citizens. Next, a country should invest in teacher training and then invest in its English-speaking environment. I think the number one priority would be to make sure that everybody has access to quality English instruction, and to do that, I think, then is leveraging teacher training, right? And making sure that you have a teacher supply that is ready to deliver the quality instruction that you need in your entire school system. Then it's about creating that English environment in your country. It's having bilingual signs, bilingual venues, having programs in English that are not dubbed, and creating excuses for your students to speak in English, right?